It's Monday, the 29th of February, the last day of February and the last 29th for another 4 years. I heard an expression this morning, someone used for someone who's born on the leap year day, the 29th of February, as a leapling. I've never heard that before, a leapling. Oh my god, I have to get shelter. I didn't realise it was as windy as it is. It really is, up over here. Hopefully get some shelter. And also prove the stereo recording for my dear friend Lee Storm at N2FGC. Just a little private thing going on there. Could that be birdie? Should now be in my right ear. Well, it is my right ear. It should be in Lee's right ear. I was talking about leaplings. Yeah, and the reason for that is I was listening to a bit of Rossini this morning in the shower, and Rossini was a leapling. I can't remember how old he would be now. Pretty old. You know, his birthday was the leap year. So, it's a big change. Yesterday, stunning. It's like Saturday when we went to run on the Trossachs, it was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Yesterday was beauty plus. Absolutely stunning day. Clear blue skies all day long. It was just incredible. This morning we're back to the greyness and obviously very strong, brisk, cold wind. It didn't look that way as I stepped out, but obviously it is. But it's still dry, that's the thing. We've been dry for quite a few days now. Got a bit of a... I've only just realised that I've got a bit of a sore head just above my right eyebrow. You know, you got a kind of twinge there. I hadn't noticed that until I come out there, unless it's the chilled air just doing something, I don't know. Anyway, decent sleep last night. Pretty tired again, going to bed. No RLS, thank the Lord, once again. Although, I have to say, at 4 o'clock I woke up. About 4 o'clock I woke up. And I felt the slightest hint that there was a bit in the knees, the one knee in particular. And I thought, oh my Lord, I'm not going to go through this again, please. Because I'd slept from, you know, when I went to bed just after 10, so I slept from 10:30 till, well, I'd been up to the toilet and back, and absolutely fine. Went to sleep, no problems. So why? I don't know. But I thought, oh, I'll get up and go to the toilet and come back to bed and see if that helps. And I did. I went back to bed and went back to sleep. So, it's a gamble. Bedtime is now a lottery, a gamble. I was in REM deep sleep this morning when the little chime went off below my pillow and I was zooming to sleep up. I was in deep blue. Just like that movie, Deep Blue. So when it did go off, I was a bit grumpy within myself. But it usually helps me in the morning because as I'm kind of going about like a zombie, my wife's going about like a more serious zombie. But then she really needs sleep. So anyway, so end of this month. Tomorrow, the Ides of March. Well, it's not the Ides yet, but you know, it's near it. Oh, I'm feeling good this morning. Actually, I'm feeling pretty good. What did we do yesterday? We had a bit of a long night and then got up and got some things done. Outside, that is, because it's such a beautiful day. And then I got out on the bike for a 12-mile run in glorious sunshine. Oh, it was fantastic. It's not warm enough yet to be saying, you know, even though it's clear blue skies, that the sun's actually heating your body. Well, I suppose it is, but it's not that, you know, oh, feel that, oh, that's fantastic kind of heat. It's more just that it staved away the chill air, you know. Having said that, if you go in, every time I went into shadow, which fortunately on the route I took yesterday was very, very, in fact, I think only a couple of spots I was in shadow, because it was late afternoon, you could feel the bite in the shadow, you know, the bite in the cold air. What a beautiful day. So I got that done, and then when we came back, my wife had been going down for an hour's sleep. She didn't get an hour's sleep because some bugger came to the front door with stuff for, I say bugger, and there's an explanation for that. Some bugger came to the front door to leave some stuff for their car boots, for the jarring. And I say bugger because the garage door was open. They could spot that as soon as they come round. And it was only a wee carrier bag full of bits and pieces. And they almost broke the front door down, she said. So she didn't get asleep. So. Why don't they just come along and leave the bag or put it in the garage? But some people crave attention when they're dropping stuff off, you know, just to let you know it's them that left it. You know, but I don't know. Anyway, it's, yeah. Anyway, she's sitting asleep. But anyway, that was a bit of a diversion, wasn't it? So I wasn't long back. I was just got changed out of the cycling clothes, put a bit of energy back in the body, relaxed for half an hour, and then the two of us went out delivering Easter cards. Yes, my wife's always way ahead of everyone else. But it was good because we walked quite a bit around the town dropping them off. So that was another piece of exercise, really good. And we both felt the benefit of getting out for a stride. So yesterday, Sunday, 28th of February, was a beautiful and very productive and energetic day. I wonder what the 29th will bring. I don't know. I wonder. Where's all the birdsong going now? Is it because I'm sheltering over by the tree side instead of the house side? No, guess not. Got loads to do today. Oh, loads to do, but I'm not letting it get me down. I'm just being positive. Do it one stage at a time. Realist, and chop them off as I go along. Did get a phone call. My wife says, while I was in the shower, I got a phone call from an Asian gentleman. That's not how she expressed it, by the way. Mumbling something in almost pretty much indistinguishable English language about some frame, she guessed, something else, and I'm trying to put the pieces together, and then she mentioned the word Microsoft. She says that's about all I got out of him. Couldn't understand a word he was saying, so I knew right away what it was. So I explained to her. She was a bit high. 7:45 in the morning. 7:45 in the morning, she says, before. Crazy stuff. So we all know what that is, don't we, folks? Yes. Yes. We have problems with your Windows, Microsoft Windows PC, yes. No, I don't. I have an Apple Mac. But Andre Louis and quite a few others have been through that one, haven't they? The buggers. Anyway, I'm off.